After this day of reflection, we have done kind of examination of conscience, and we face our own difficulties, our own sins, and we experience constantly the need for conversion in our lives. But at the same time, we can maybe experience a little bit of tiredness or lack of hope, thinking that it's difficult to change. I'm not going to change, or it's really difficult for me to change, or even the situation in our society is not that easy to change. Then we get, or we may get a little discouraged. Then when we come to the Eucharist, to the celebration of the Holy Mass, we need to rest in the Lord. After all our battles, we need to come to Him, and finding Him again, our strength and our hope. And we need to develop this like personal friendship with Christ, this closeness with Him. We need to come to our masses like St. John to rest our heads on His heart, to get our strength in Him, to abandon in Him all our worries and all our future, our life, our families, because He's the Lord, because He loves us, because He's our hope, our strength, and He is in some way, well, not in some way, He's our heaven. He's the heaven Himself that we are waiting for one day. Then this way of living the Eucharist, it's becoming very much alive and intimate to each one of us. We are not just participating in something that is like an empty ceremony, or participating in something where I feel that God is like too far away from me. It's not like that. Jesus, through the mystery of His incarnation, He became man to be close to us, so that we can see His face, that we can see His mercy, His miracles, that we can, even as St. John said, we can touch His flesh. What we have seen, what we have touched, we want to communicate that to you. Then, through the mystery of the Eucharist, Jesus is like making present today for us His loving presence. And He renews on the altar, renews not in the sense that will happen again, but just the only one sacrifice, the only sacrifice of Jesus is present for us on the altar. And each one of us, we can be present, we can participate, we can experience that we have been rescued, that we have been saved, that we are fed by His body and His blood. And this is the promise of eternal life and resurrection. We have heard the gospel, how God is a God of the living, how we are all called to the resurrection. And as you know, in these final days of the liturgical year, tomorrow we will celebrate Christ the King, who is the final Sunday of the liturgical year. Then when we are reaching this point, the Church is always presenting us the mysteries that refers to the end of times or judgment or this eternal life that we are waiting and longing for. Then through Christ, through the mystery of the Eucharist, we can experience the resurrection. When we enter in contact with the risen Christ, when we are eating His resurrected, His glorious flesh, is we start to experience in us, to participate, to live in us, a foretaste of that resurrection. And that hope gives us strength to live our daily lives in Him, knowing that He is with us, that He is our Lord, that He has conquered through the cross. We experience the confidence and the strength to live our daily lives and to face the trials, the problems, and to take our little crosses or big crosses with us in fidelity to Him. Then our daily masses have to be a time of intimacy with Christ, time of resting in Him, time of where we open our hearts completely to Him, where we put everything that we feel as a burden or as a difficulty, we share that with Him because He's here, so that we can rest, so that we can have hope, that we can have that strength. We can ask our Blessed Mother to help us to live the Eucharist in this way. How beautiful probably it was, the relationship that she had with Jesus. Nazareth, when he was growing, how well they know each other, how, the passion from the cross, just looking at her. They don't need words, they can communicate just by their gaze. They know exactly what was in the heart of the other. And when Our Lady was receiving the Eucharist in the early church, probably all of that was coming back to her heart. Her son was fully present in that mystery that she was receiving. The intimacy that she had with him after receiving communion, the openness and the affection, everything that was in that dialogue of love. We can ask her to help us to live the Eucharist in this way and to reassure Jesus that we love him, that we love him. There is a story in Spain of a mother who was teaching her little daughter the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. And she was longing to receive First Communion, but she knew that she had to get ready. And one day her mom went to receive Communion, and when she came back and was kneeling beside her, this little girl told her mother, "Mom, tell Jesus that we love him." With that simplicity, we can try to live the mystery of the Eucharist and to know that what we are celebrating on the altar is also the mystery of my life. For you, we have been talking today, Father Henry, about self-giving, self-donation, the family, this sacrificial love, heroical love, charity. All of that find strength and meaning here in the Eucharist, on this altar. All of our lives, they have the reference here. United to this, the only sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we become also a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and a sacrifice who is bringing salvation to our own souls and to the souls that we have around us. And let's ask our Blessed Mother to help us and to teach us to live this Holy Mass and our daily Masses with this spirit of reverence, communion, love, intimacy with Christ. Amen.